Dharun Ravi is now 20 years old. A year ago, still in his teens, he was planning his college career and his future adult life. Now he's facing 10 years in prison and possible deportation to India. Ravi attended Rutgers University, and he roomed with Tyler Clementi, a young gay man who'd only recently come out to his parents. Early on in the semester, Ravi set up a webcam. He spied on Clementi kissing another man, and he also encouraged others to watch as well. 3 days later, Clementi jumped off the George Washington Bridge, ending his life. And then last Friday, a jury found Ravi guilty of a hate crime.
Did commit the offense of invasion of privacy, knowing the conduct constituting invasion of privacy would cause TC to be intimidated because of sexual orientation, not guilty or guilty.
Guilty.
Not just hate crimes, but Ravi was also convicted of invasion of privacy, as you heard, bias, intimidation, witness tampering, and hindering arrest. He may have been convicted of the other things, no matter who his roommate was, but the hate crime charge hinged on the personality and lifestyle and the person of his victim. Joining us now to talk about hate crimes, James B. Jacobs, professor of law at New York University School of Law and co-author of Hate Crime, Criminal Law and Identity Politics. Also with us, Haley Gorenberg, deputy legal director of Lambda Legal, a civil rights group for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. Haley, let me begin with you. What exactly is the need for hate crime specifically, legislation against hate crimes to protect minorities or people who are of a different sexual orientation?
Well, if we're going to have hate crimes, then our position at Lambda Legal would be that they need to protect all of the groups that are targeted based on their identity. And that includes overwhelmingly LGBT people. We know from the FBI statistics on hate crimes that people are targeted primarily because of race, religion, and sexual orientation. And if there are not hate crime laws that make visible that targeting of people based on their orientation or gender identity, then that just seems to fall out of the mix. And we have a societal blindness to what LGBT people face in terms of discrimination and sometimes, maybe too often really, violence based on their identity.
Haley Gorenberg, deputy legal director of Lambda Legal. Also with us, James B. Jacobs of New York University School of Law. James, do we need hate crimes specifically? All of these crimes are actually illegal under other statutes. Do we need the specific hate crime distinction?
Absolutely not. This is just another example of overusing our criminal law and our sentencing law, of going through the criminal code and recriminalizing behavior that's already criminal, just to make a point. And these laws don't just apply to protecting minorities, and I would use the word protecting advisedly. And when you talk about people in one group attacking people in another group, the most common, by far, combination is men attacking women. And should we consider some or all of those crimes to be hate crimes? I mean, the category itself is kind of incoherent, and if not incoherent, it's certainly unnecessary, and it ends up giving us something else to fight about.
Well, Haley Gorenberg, let me bring this back to you, because the claim has arisen that, in fact, Dharun Ravi, Tyler Clementi's roommate, did many things wrong, but he shouldn't have been convicted of a hate crime because he was just a young kid that was being perhaps immature, perhaps stupid, clearly callous and inconsiderate, but wasn't brought out of hate.
Well, I think that what this conviction is doing is causing a national conversation that may finally help bring us beyond the idea that boys will be boys and we just have to expect this kind of bias-related crime to occur because it's just some kind of a rite of passage, either on the part of the person who's the aggressor or to be suffered by the person who's the target.
Let me bring this back to you, James B. Jacobs of NYU School of Law. And I wonder if you agree with the alternate juror who announced that they said, and I quote here, "Whatever Ravi did was stupid, but I don't think he ever had any intention of intimidating Clementi." What do you think?
Well, I wasn't there at the trial, and I don't want to second guess the jury, but I can say that these laws were passed and were promoted with the idea of targeting people who were members of hate groups, like neo-Nazi groups, like people who were in a campaign to eliminate and drive out certain people from the community. And this kind of case, the Clemente case, it couldn't be further from that kind of example.
Well, let me bring that question back to you then, Haley. Is this net of hate crimes gathering in too many people?
Well, the laws are even-handed in terms of outlawing or meting out punishment based on targeting someone based on their identity. And we all have a race, and we all have an orientation, we all have a nationality, and many of us have a religion. And so the question is whether you can prove to a jury's satisfaction that that trait was at the core of the action. Now, overwhelmingly, if you look at the statistics, for instance, on crime in New Jersey or discrimination complaints in New Jersey based on sexual orientation, which I have, overwhelmingly, the complaints of sexual orientation discrimination are brought by people who are indeed lesbian, gay, or transgender. But the law protects even-handedly.
Haley Gorenberg is Deputy Legal Director of Lambda Legal, a civil rights group for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. James B. Jacobs is Warren E. Berger Professor of Law at New York University School of Law and co-author of Hate Crime, Criminal Law, and Identity Politics. Thanks to both of you.